from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And now, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show.
That's a terrible name.
So in this time slot, I guess this is no longer the Parkins and Spiegel Show, because the Parkins and Spiegel Show no longer exists, so we're just kind of, this is Score Afternoons.
I am Danny Parkins.
Is that the man?
Hanging out with you, Score Afternoons. Score Afternoons is about bringing in anyone and everyone.
That is a delightful lineup of co-hosts that you have over the next couple of weeks here.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past their prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are, we lost our best player to free agency. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off then.
I think Gabe's debut has been spectacular, but
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel and Company.
Yeah, it's good to have fun with names.
You know what's fun about Spiegel and Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity Boppity, Spiegel and Company.
Spiegel and Company live, presented by Social Furniture.
Sky rockets in flight.
This isn't part of the program.
Afternoon delight.
I'm sorry about this afternoon. That, no, please. No, please, everyone be quiet.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
This is Danny Bernstein Jr.
Danny Bernstein Jr. and Matt Spiegel are here together for the Score Afternoon Show. Coming up later today, Chris Emma.
Good.
I'm glad he's coming on. He will have the latest from Hallis Hall as the Bears are prepping for week one. Dave Wannstedt will be on the show, which is just an amazing thing when you think about what Lawrence and Bernsey and I were just talking about in transition. It's an absurd, absurd reality that we comfortably get to promote Dave Wannstedt on the show later on. I remember you as the Bears reporter, Bernsey, coming back to the station and me producing the afternoon show, and we'd be talking about Wanny the coach, and you'd say, oh, you know, him on the road at the hotel when he's outside having a smoke, just having a cigar, just kind of bitching about life as a head football coach. Like, you loved that version of Dave Wannstedt.
Take a walk with me, Bernsey. Take a walk with me. Big cigar. Just came back from big steak dinner.
Boom.
What are we going to do about these linebackers? And I said, Dave, the great thing is I'm not the head coach of the Bears.
But he was.
I don't have to worry about
that. And he was struggling so much with it.
What do you think? What do I think about what? What do you think? I think that the head coach of the Bears shouldn't care what I think.
Whoa.
He wanted your opinion on
Joe. The head coach of the Bears.
On Joe Kane?
Well, I mean, no.
Who was the guy before Joe Kane? Who was it? Dante, who had 190 tackles one year.
Oh, Dante Jones.
Dante Jones.
Yes.
He put up enormous middle linebacker tackle numbers.
Yep, that was the year before I started. But when I got there, it was Joe Kane and Vincent Smith.
Oh, Vincent Smith. He looked like a football linebacker, man. That guy.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he had fun too.
He did, huh?
Yeah, if you got back to the road hotel at the right time and you were in a different, like there were things coming up elevators and coming down elevators, yeah. And sometimes the elevator door would open and you were on a floor they didn't expect the door to open on that floor, uh-huh. And then it would close and you're like, wait, did I dream that or was? Did I see what I just thought I saw in that elevator?
And you almost always did. We were talking about that party at your house when you were 30 on the landing, yeah. As we pumped the keg. And you said to me off the air, that's the party where Doug Buffone took the sub home. And I'm like, what? Took the subway home? What do you mean?
No. Beth bought these big party subs, and they were awesome. And you know, I told her, I said, you got way too much food. And this is because it was a surprise party.
Uh-huh.
And I told her after that, never again.
For a surprise party.
Never, ever throw me a surprise party.
Yeah, talk about checking your blood pressure, right? It affect you.
God, I think it was healthier then. And, well, this is a marriage will do to you. And then they, like, I got to tell you. And then she's like, well, I just want to make sure we have enough. You don't know how many people we invited. And, of course, we had too much. And there, near the end of the night, Doug is making another grazing run.
Sure.
Circling back. I know this move. This is my dad's Thanksgiving move.
The Jim Ignatowski of the score.
And he's wandering back, and he's kind of nibbling. He goes, this is a really good sandwich. This is so good. A big Italian sub. And with, you know, they gave us bottles of like the oil and vinegar with the herbs in it to spray on it. And so I said, Doug, take it. We have no place to store it. We're in a little apartment here. Take it. And this was a chunk. It had to be 4 pounds of submarine sandwich. And I was like, Are you sure? I'm like, yeah, take it. Take it with you.
Good.
Okay, great. And he's
You can take it with
and
you.
He's cradling it. And as he leaves. And I
miss swaddling the Italian sub.
So the next day, I said, it was Sunday. We were in and I said, Doug, how much of the sandwich do you have left? And he looks at me and goes, oh, it didn't last the ride home. I said, no. There's no possible way a human being consumed that in the time it took for you to get home. And he's like, well, I got stuck behind a train.
So then you got time.
He
right
said,
there.
I wasn't expecting a freight train. Yep. I wasn't going to eat it. I was going to bring home. I was going to cut it up. And he said, but I just ate the whole thing.
You know what he needed? He needed my passenger seat buffet. And with that, we've come full radio circle.
It's going to be the best whatever since sliced breast.
That's my favorite way to enjoy chicken breast or turkey breast, is to slice it. Oh, sandwich, how could I stay mad at you? We'll talk to Chris Emma at 4 o'clock. We'll talk to Dave Wanstead at 5, special guest in 3 o'clock hour. But when we come back, our Caleb Williams interview made national TV. You'll never guess who. It's next on The Score.
It's that guy, Williams.
Listen. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
First of all, I'm just happy to be here.
Yes.
Now, you guys are on my show, right?
Yes, that's how we decided to work that out. Yeah. Well, that's what your Instagram.
Your Instagram. Listen, shout out to the mob in Chicago for getting me here. Now we'll work together as a team. But no.
That's our guy. It's our friend, Danny Parkins, the former host of this particular radio show. It's got a national TV show, and were we going to watch it? Sometimes. Did we watch it and make fun of it after the first episode? Oh, hell yeah. I don't know if he was upset.
No, it was fine. It was fine. I thought the way you guys handled that was fine.
But then, are we going to continue watching it? Actually, we made the show today. He told us in text thread, guys, that it was going to be in the B block. Am I right? And it ended up being
for all you idiots out there.
That's TV talk.
The B block is obviously, it comes after the A block, which is the most important block.
That's how we talk in television.
Right, the B block.
We don't call them segments. We call them blocks on television.
Segment
for
you dumbass radio hosts over there, that just means the second segment.
or I'd call it like the 20.
Right. Sure. Whatever.
Dumbasses. You guys are dumbasses.
I don't know what you're talking about. I only played with blocks when I was a little kid.
So, yeah, we ended up making the C block, which, if my math is right, was segment 3.
I had a block with a C on it, and it helped me spell dog.
So we're in segment 3 of the show, but hey, we made the show. So all of us, Tanny, Shane, me, Mark Grody, Caleb Williams, I would assume
you're famous. You're a somebody now.
And remember, you're nobody until somebody puts you on FS1. Let's hear what it sounded like.
Hey, welcome back into the show. Now, Caleb Williams spoke on Chicago radio yesterday about how much his skill set can help the team right away. Go ahead, take a listen.
Yeah, I can do anything and everything that the team needs me to do. In the pocket, out of pocket, whatever the case may be, keepers, play fakes, play actions, handoffs, under center, gun, sprint outs, you name it.
You name it. So, Danny, is that Dan? That is your boy. You
that name is my it. Guy. That okay. is my station 670 The Score. My guys, Spiegel and Grody. Shout out to the mob.
Right.
What up? Go ahead.
Right.
I got more shout outs coming.
Shout out to the mob, Spiegel and Grody.
There's more of a Spiegel. You're a real laughy boy there in that clip.
I was laughing. Yeah, that was me being uncomfortable, hoping to get something out of Caleb, who seemed very tired from doing a lot of media, frankly.
Now, here's what I like too.
What? But is that it? Okay, well, all right, you go.
I'm just going to say.
I'm sorry, you can have a thought, Dan.
When you hear the guitar playing in this thing, I want you
really
to,
gets you going.
See, what they should do, I don't want to tell them how to program their show or produce
yes,
their show.
Yes, you do. Okay? Yes, you do.
The Doof Warrior from Mad Max. I think that guy
should be in the corner of the studio.
Yeah, in the corner of the studio, and occasionally just shooting flames out of the end of the guitar.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Yes, but the moment's like, let's go to the highlights, hit it! And his name is like Alex Berkowitz, and he's from Teaneck. But he can just shred.
He's shredding and killing it, and flames are shooting out.
Yep.
And
look at you. Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you revel in Chicago, okay? Is it cocky or is it confident?
Yeah.
It's both. Okay.
Here's why. Like, I don't even. If you want to assign like negativity to cockiness, do you know how long it's been since Bears fans have something to be cocky or arrogant about with offensive football?
1985.
It has been so long since like a cocky, arrogant thing about Chicago Bears offensive football. Normally, it's offensive football, cocky and arrogant. I'm so happy to have a little bit of arrogance at quarterback. Because you know who else has a little bit of arrogance? Aaron Rodgers.
Sure. There it is. Cocky. Man has always been pro-cocky. He's been pro-confident.
Speaking of cocky, you know what comes through on that broadcast just from the audio?
What's that?
The fact that he's wearing a suit jacket and a button-up, and the other two are relaxed, cool guys in flannels. Looking relaxed, and Danny comes in his big, fancy TV man suit.
They decided on that. I read today him talking about that, or I guess he, you know, that they decided you're going to be the guy in the jacket who wants to be on TV, and these will be the other jamokes who
stop putting him into roles.
No. I read, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. No joke. I read that he's the know-it-all little brother. That you've got an older brother, a middle brother, and he's the know-it-all younger
Absolutely.
Brother.
Who's trying really hard to fit in. He's trying really hard to be the TV guy. And they're like, oh, come on, dude. We're just talking. We're just hanging around.
Who's the creepy uncle?
Well, that's Skip Bayless. He left.
Okay.
He's gone now.
Is he going to come back every once in a while because he needs a place to crash?
Only for a very special episode. He'll come back for a special episode of Breakfast Ball. The creepy uncle needs a place to crash.
It's Jason McIntyre.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. There's creepiness there.
Oh, there's no bike shop involved here, is there?
No bike shop.
Dudley.
But he's going to come back. He's going to come back. He's going to be a recovering alcoholic. And during the C block of the show, he's going to go find some maraschino cherries in the cabinet there and just drink them, just looking for any alcohol that he can find.
Like Kitty Dukakis' hairspray?
That's Tom Hanks on Family Ties. Mm-hmm. That's the reference for anybody playing at home or scoring at home. So, yeah, I was very giggly during the interview, Tanny, but my giggles have now made FS1. I'm famous!
You're famous.
Hey,
welcome
over.
Back into the show. Now, Caleb Williams spoke on Chicago radio yesterday about how much his skill set can help the team right away. Go ahead, take a listen.
Yeah, I can do anything and everything. That's
what we call him. There is his mackles. His mackles, Tanny. Not Zackles. His mackles.
We are laughing.
I'm nervous laugh guy. Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to do, Shane? What am
it's
I trying to do?
It's better than being nervous fart guy, because that would get super awkward.
I was that guy briefly. It didn't end well for anyone.
Worst superhero Nobody. Ever.
I'm yes-ending, Shane. I'm yes-ending while not interrupting the conversation. I'm trying to encourage.
I'll just stand over here.
Yeah, but why? Because you're afraid I'm going to turn back into nervous fart guy? I'm not going to do that. I've got it totally under control. See, this is why we've cultivated a listenership. Texture says that Tom Hanks drank vanilla extract on Family Ties. I thought it was the maraschino cherries, but I'll take your word for it, sir or ma'am.
Does that work, drinking vanilla extract? I'm looking for advice here. Is that?
I don't know. Yeah, Kitty Dukakis, didn't she drink rubbing alcohol?
No, that would kill her.
Yeah.
But she would she found a way to spray hairspray through some sort of piece of cloth and then suck the alcohol out of it.
Oh, it's grim. Speaking of Grimm,
talking about his campaign.
Speaking of Grimm, Dan Bernstein is here.
Hello.
Bernsey and me, Spiegel, on Score Afternoons. Our old friend has, a backup lifestyle in his current state, but I still see good things in his future. And I want to talk about this with you next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.